Now, here's a question. Why would one of America's richest men, along with a list of major blue-chip companies, spend $300 million encouraging US students to study in China? Well, the answer is fear, or at least the desire to calm fears about China's growing power. The money will go to a scholarship program at Beijing's Tsinghua University, and it's intended that over 50 years, 10,000 students will benefit using scholarships to study and to create closer ties with China. It's one of the biggest forays into soft diplomacy in decades. But the question is, will it work? Kumi Taguchi reports.
Money talks, and in this case, it's $300 million. $100 million has already been donated. Another $100 million will be raised by the end of the year. The other third is from the personal fortune of American private equity tycoon Stephen Schwarzman. Philip Sieb is the director of the Center for Public Diplomacy and spoke to PM from Los Angeles.
He realizes that the more Westerners, particularly Americans, who go to study in China, the greater the trade relationship between the two countries will be, but also the more stable the relationship will be. And stability is a good thing in diplomacy and in international economics.
The Schwarzman Scholarship Program is being compared to the famous Rhodes Scholarship, which has been running for over 100 years. But unlike Rhodes, whose scholars study at Oxford University, most students will largely be from the industrialized world and will be studying in a less developed country. And it was Beijing's Tsinghua University that proposed the idea to Mr. Schwarzman. Philip Sieb again.
China wants to be an increasingly powerful player in the global economic and political arena, and it knows that it cannot do so in isolation. Even though Chinese students have been coming to the United States and other Western countries, including Australia, for a long time, the United States has been slow to respond.
One reason why Mr. Schwarzman said yes to Tsinghua was because of concern over China's rising economic might. He told the New York Times that as long as China's economy grows 2 to 3 times faster than America's, tensions are likely to rise. Mark Thirlwall is the director of the International Economy Program at Sydney's Lowy Institute.
People getting wealthier, getting more integrated in the global economy is a good and positive thing. The power shifts that it's triggering can also be destabilizing, and I guess that's where a lot of the concern comes from at the moment.
Mark Thirlwall says there is evidence to suggest that those who trade together play together, and says if two countries value their economic relationship, they're less likely to jeopardize that, both economically and politically.
Just the fact that you trade together, you invest together, you spend more time together, it means hopefully that it's more likely that you'll understand each other, and therefore it's also less likely that things will go head in the wrong direction.
It's no surprise then that the corporate donors include some of the world's biggest names with business interests in China. The second biggest donor behind Mr. Schwarzman is BP, which produces and imports natural gas in China. Boeing is in there too, and Caterpillar, which sells earth-moving equipment in what's become the world's largest construction market. Then there's the financial services firm JP Morgan Chase and the Bank of America. Doing business in China is based on Guangxi, literally translated as relationship. And while there's a global framework set up for inter-country negotiations, like the International Monetary Fund, the G20 and the World Trade Organization, Mark Thirlwall says those mechanisms have flaws.
The challenge is that those institutions get pressurized by the very same shifts in policy. So in other words, they were, by definition, in many cases, at least on the economic side, they were established and set up by the existing powers. So as the new powers rise, the legitimacy and the effectiveness and the functioning of these institutions gets called into question or gets challenged.
While scholarships and student exchanges are nothing new, the sheer scale and nature of this investment is. And with 20% of the students coming from within China, the scholarship is being seen as one which benefits both East and West. Here's Philip Sieb.
The idea of understanding and understanding being the foundation of peace is extremely important, and these educational exchanges can contribute a lot to that.
And that was Philip Sieb, ending that report from Kumi Taguchi.